Exclusive, Representative David Schweikert. People being paid to stay home, hence poor jobs numbers. By Robert Krajicek on May 10, 2021. Representative David Schweikert, RAS, told Breitbart News on Sunday that April's jobs report was a function of paying Americans not to work, as opposed to fears among prospective workers of coronavirus infection. I hear the comments saying people are fearful to work due to the coronavirus, yet I cannot find any properly put together data that actually says that, said Schweikert on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. I believe that to be more anecdotal folklore. We do have actual data of people saying, why should I take the $15 an hour job when I'm almost making that much staying at home? He was speaking after Breitbart News reported. The U.S. economy added just 266,000 jobs in April and the unemployment rate ticked up to 6.1%. The Labor Department said in its monthly labor assessment Friday, smashing expectations. Listen. Schweikert warned of long-term damage to professional development and lifetime building of new worth caused by lockdown and shutdown degrees denying people access to their livelihoods. When you detach people from a relationship to work, they don't move up their skills, they don't move up in the organization, they don't move up in their wages, they don't move up in their future economic value. And because of that, it hurts their lifelong earning potential, their ability to maintain and formation of family, their retirement, he held. He concluded, I think a decade from now, we're going to be looking back at this year and a half, and we'll realize just how much damage we did, in particular to the working poor in our country. Polak drew from a Wall Street Journal column by Daniel Henninger examining the impact of President Joe Biden's proposed expansion of middle-class entitlements. Henninger said that Joe Biden's policies are proposing to replace the traditional model of individuals striving to make a living, to move ahead, fulfill the American dream, with this idea of middle-class entitlements that are supposed to come from somewhere, where you have all the necessities of life provided for you. They're not your responsibility, you don't have the stress of having to get up the next day and make sure there's food on the table at night. Polak considered the erosion of personal responsibility and self-growth associated with materialistic government promises. He continued, the Biden administration is exchanging a kind of sense of security, assuming we can afford all this, which we probably can't in the long run. But assuming that we can, they're trying to provide a sense of security and taking away that individual responsibility and individual pride that comes with chasing the American dream. Schweikert assessed the Biden administration's proposals as an attempt to procure blue-collar voters. He said a political alignment was occurring in which such voters were shifting support from Democrats to Republicans. I have a much more cynical view of this, he remarked. If you actually look at some of the exit polling and the polling from this last election cycle, there's a shift of who the constituencies are for the different political parties, and the Democrats have been losing blue-collar voters, the working population. Is this an attempt to try to buy that blue-collar love, again? I'm cynical enough to believe that. He continued, it's incredibly misguided, because you create an entitlement society in your working-class population. The ability to have productivity gains, that hunger to pursue the second job so you can get ahead. A lot of that animal spirit that makes the United States economy very unique in the world goes away, and I think it will have some very long-term repercussions. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.